Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy, and my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing, and they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then, I usually get Moe's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas, served at the side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers, or their salads, or
honey,
or their
rein it in.
Mushrooms.
Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant, at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Fasten your seatbelt. Always fasten your seatbelt. The Bell and Pollock Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. This is the Champions of the People Injury Show. I'll guarantee you this is the only show of its kind. Why do we do this week after week after week? You know, we have other radio shows as well. We do it to educate you, to train you, to give you information. Information is empowering. Don't you agree? If you know something, then you know. You're in the know. You know what to do, what not to do, how to approach things. You know what the insurance company can do and can't do and what they're after. You know their strategies, and you have a strategy. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be glad to help you. So how do you deal with the insurance company? You know, where are we in this process? We're in the process. You've had the crash. It's unfortunate. You have to treat, so you treat. You're compliant. You got medical records to be able to prove your injuries. You got medical bills. That's part of your damages. So Brad, and Brad just really covered it well in the first part of the last segment, because he talked about the quality of life, how it affects you. All those are important. Don't let anybody diminish those to you. How can you go grocery shopping? Can you play golf? Can you do the things in life you like to do? Are you impaired, or are you stopped? Totally. You can't do anything. You can't hike the way you used to. So that's part of the anatomy of an injury claim. That's part of the process. Brad, how do you deal? Let's talk about how do you deal with the insurance company? I mean, let's say they hire an attorney and they got to an attorney early. How was working with this insurance company really, really work?
Well, once again, when you're dealing with them, you're dealing with an insurance company that is taking a wait-and-see attitude. And their wait-and-see attitude is, we're not going to help you with any medical bills. Now, for those of you who are dealing with the insurance company without a lawyer, you're going to find the insurance company, a lot of times, the adjuster jumps up and goes, let me help you with those bills. Let me help you with what the care is. Here's what I want you to do. Give me a release from the doctor that you're seeing and have the doctor send the bills to me, or make sure I get all the bills, and we'll take care of taking care of that with the doctor. And they do that for a reason, and it's a reason that you really don't want them doing it for. So the bottom line is you're best off telling the insurance company, look, I'm taking care of it through my health insurance or through my MedPay, or I'm taking care of it through the necessary resources that I've got. We'll come to you at the end, and we'll make our claim at that point. And please go get a lawyer. You cannot deal with these adjusters without a lawyer. They know the ropes, and they know how to get you down a road that's going to cost you significant money towards your recovery and towards making you whole. So, you know, when you say, how do you deal with the insurance company during this time period? The insurance company, if you've got them held at bay, is going to do wait and see. And what they're going to do is about every, I'd say month, maybe a little less, maybe more regular than that, they're going to send a letter to you saying, update us on your condition. Tell us how you're doing now to update us on your condition. This is not something you necessarily want to be telling the insurance company. Why? Because your condition can change. And believe me, if you're updating on a condition saying this is how it is and it changes substantially, the insurance company is going to look at it and start saying this shows fraud, or this shows you're not really hurt, or this shows that you got hurt again. and they're going to use that. And they like those updates because you can, because they stop you from doing a picture in time or over the whole amount of time that you're being treated, rather than that brief picture where maybe you've woke up, maybe because of your life and things that are going on, you're feeling great and things are going good, but yet the injury hasn't really gone away. And you're going to have to be dealing with it more. So my advice again is, in this kind of situation, you have to understand knowledge is power. And with regard to the insurance company, you should be saying, look, I'm not dealing with you. I'm dealing through my lawyer to let my lawyer decide when we give you all the records and we give you all the information.
You know, just as an aside to that, there was a few years back a lawsuit against one of the major insurance companies. I'm not going to give you the name. But against one of the major insurance companies to get an injunction to have them stop telling people that you don't need an attorney. You don't need an attorney. And that injunction was successful, and they stopped doing it because the insurance company owns statistics show that you get a higher recovery with an attorney than when you don't, on average. And that's their own statistics. That's their own stats. So they have a vested interest in this whole process. So the anatomy of an injury claim. Now you're dealing with the insurance company. If your lawyer's dealing with the insurance company, at the appropriate time, you're going to present the medical records and your bills and your treatment and your quality of life losses and how this has affected you. You see, the insurance company wants you to believe, basically, that the damages you get are we'll pay for your medical bills and we'll give you a small amount of money for pain and suffering. Have a nice day. Goodbye. Done. No, not done. That's not all of your damages, injuries, and losses. So that's a part of the anatomy of an injury claim, right? It is your medical bills. It is your physical anatomical injuries, your orthopedic injuries, your neurological injuries if there's nerve involvement, your disc injuries, your bony structures, your concussion, your soft tissue, ligaments, nerves, muscles. That's the anatomy of an injury case. You better have an attorney that understands the medicine, and you will then go after this with vengeance. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. You can call us anytime or go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. So the anatomy of this injury claim that we're talking about, what does it look like? It looks like your injuries. It looks like your medical records. It looks like your $20,000 in medical bills and ongoing and increasing and potential surgery in the future that might cost $75,000 to $100,000. The anatomy of an injury claim. Then you present this to the insurance company. So, Brad, let's talk about how the settlement process goes, because we try to get cases settled without going to trial for the client, because trial is a little bit more stressful. But the insurance company understands that. So talk to everybody about the settlement process, and let's explain it.
Sure. You're going to settle a settlement package to the insurance company. It's going to be a package that's going to explain what you've gone through. And when I say you're going to do it, actually your lawyer's going to do it. And he's going to explain how the crash occurred and lay out for the insurance company, which they should already have, but lay out for them why the lawyer believes and why you believe that the other side is totally at fault. Now, you're going to identify the reasons. You're going to show what happened. You're going to show the evidence and the picture that the lawyer has put together so the lawyer can give you or can give them a total view of what happened in this crash and why there's liability by the insured driver. Now, then you're going to look and you're going to put in what the medical bills have been in the past, if medical treatment is ongoing, what it is now, and what it will be in the future. And you're going, well, how will they know that? Well, that's why you want, as best you can, to wait to send this package in until the person reaches MMI, maximum medical improvement, where you're no longer being treated to get better, but you're being treated at best to maintain your status. Now, sometimes that maintenance can be quite significant. It can be a surgery, it can be an orthopedic device, it can be quite a few things, but you're trying to put that together. And now you're trying to send out, or the lawyer's going to send out a total package to the insurance company to let them know what's going on. What's the goal? The goal is to get a settlement figure, which is sufficient to pay for the doctor's bills, the case expenses, the lawyer's fees, and to pay for the pain and suffering, the disability, loss of enjoyment of life, and any scarring, any disfigurement that you might have, is to pay you appropriate compensation so that when you walk away, you feel satisfied that you've been fully compensated. And the picture is lawyers got to put that together. Now, there's going to be differences of opinion, and this is why you need an experienced lawyer who can deal with it and who can make sure that they've worked the numbers in a way that's to your favor.
So that's the how you present a claim. You put a claim together. Your lawyer puts a claim together. It includes your medical records. It includes your diagnosis, your prognosis, your specific identifiable injuries related to and caused by the accident, not pre-existing conditions, not the fact that you had a sore throat 2 years ago, none of that, not the fact that you may have female gynecological issues 5 years ago. That's not relevant. What are the relevant medical records? And we have a case in Colorado called Alcon versus Spicer to protect you and your medical records. And we're not going to go into that today. We've done that in other shows, but that's part of the anatomy of a claim. So you're going to submit this to try to get the claim settled. You want to get the claim settled, and you don't want to have to go through litigation. As we told you many times, the insurance company many times puts you in a position where you have no choice but to go forward to file a lawsuit. So you get the claim ready to go. You send it off to the insurance company, and negotiation starts. Sometimes they want to lowball you. Let's just talk a minute, Brad, about lowball settlements. They don't even pay. They don't even offer enough as the medical bills, and that's just one component of the injuries.
Now, this is where, once again, you need the experience of a lawyer, because there are laws out there. There are laws that have been passed and court rulings that have been passed, which the insurance companies don't like. And when insurance companies tell you they're trying to pay you what they think a jury would award, that's wrong. They're trying to pay you what they think they want to pay you. And they want to ignore certain laws that the insurance company will pay and what they won't pay. So the law says the insurance company is supposed to pay medical bills based on the amount billed, the amount that that your provider billed, as long as it's reasonable and necessary and usual and customary for the area in which the service is rendered. Insurance companies hate that rule, because they know that through different agencies, different groups, that sometimes the amount billed is not the amount that actually is paid to satisfy the doctor. And that's normally because you, the injured person, have had the foresight to get insurance and to protect yourself. Insurance company wants to take advantage of that, and they want your benefits for themselves.
You had the foresight to buy health insurance, for example, and the insurance company wants to take the benefit of, because you paid the premium all the years, and they want to take the benefit of the lower amount. And so sometimes they don't even offer you the amount of the medical bills. Let's say your medical bills are $20,000. They offer you $11,000, take it or leave it, and that doesn't even cover your other injuries, damages, and losses. So what happens when they tell you we're not going to pay? What happens? What do they force you to do? They force you to file a lawsuit. That's part of the anatomy of an injury claim. Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, our website, championsofthepeople.com. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollack. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys. This is Your Legal Minute. You know, I tell you what, when you sit down to make a recipe, do you follow the recipe? Do you use the right ingredients, the right amounts of ingredients, the cooking instructions? Same thing for a legal game plan. You've been injured, you need a legal game plan. You need to understand what the steps are. You need to understand what the ingredients to success are. You need to know the steps, the sequence of the steps, what to do, and how the insurance company is going to try to beat you with their own insurance game plan against you. You need your own legal game plan. You can't guess. You wouldn't guess at a recipe. You have legal game plans, and you have game plans in sports. Sometimes the game plans have to be adjusted at halftime. Bell and Pollack, championsofthepeople.com. We have a legal game plan for you.
Bell and Pollack. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com. It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell and Pollack. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollack. We are injury attorneys. This is Your Legal Minute. Today, we're talking about MedPay. What is MedPay, by the way? MedPay is on your own car insurance policy. It's there to pay your medical bills in case you're injured in a car crash, a collision. It's there to pay your medical bills, your reasonable and necessary medical bills, and they pay your medical bills regardless of fault. Therefore, you want your med pay as high as you can afford, by the highest limits you can get. We say this all the time. And by the way, if the accident is not your fault and you recover money from the at-fault party, then you don't have to pay the med pay back. That's how important this is. Gary Bell, Bell and Pollock, Champions of the People. Give us a call. We'll help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Here we go. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. We are injury attorneys. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We've helped injured victims for years to put their lives back together again. And don't believe an injury to one member of the family doesn't affect the entire family. It does. It's like a death case. It has a grave effect. Maybe it's the breadwinner. Maybe the insurance company is not honoring the breadwinner. Maybe the breadwinner can't earn money anymore for the family. Does that part of the injury claim? Yes. The fact that you don't have a quality of life you used to have, is that part of the injury claim? Yes. Today we're talking about the anatomy of an injury claim. How do you present one? What does it look like? It looks like your injuries. It looks like your prognosis for the future. It looks like medical bills, quality of life, pain and suffering, depression, physical anatomical injuries. How do you prove them? What's your prognosis? And most importantly, what does the future hold for you, right? I mean, the insurance company says we've had $20,000 in medical bills from the accident up to date, so that's what we're going to pay you. What about the future medical bills? What about the future? So, Brad, we got to talk about future damages, and we got to talk about finding insurance, because many times they don't want to tell you, and you need to understand how the damages relate to the insurance.
Now, this goes back to the beginning, too. Isn't it amazing how it'll go back to the beginning? One of the first things you ask is, how much insurance is there? What's the coverage? So you know whether or not you should have your own insurance company on your uninsured or underinsured motorist coverage, taking an interest in this process or being placed on notice of potential claim. They don't. The insurance company on their side doesn't want to tell you that. Rarely does the insured care. And if the insured was told the truth, the insured probably 99.9% of the time is going to go, you bet. Give them the numbers and let's get on with this. But the insurance company will tell you, oh, our insured doesn't want to do that or this or that. It's not accurate. Because they haven't been properly advised. So you need to know how much money is there to compensate you, and if it's enough to compensate you for the things we've discussed. And so you start looking for the money. And a lot of times you'll find that there's other alternative means of compensation that are available, or maybe you haven't been told all the insurance coverage that's available. Maybe you haven't been told what's really out there, and you need to find it out. So, you know, you're at that process that's been an ongoing process of how much money, where is it, is there enough to cover me to properly compensate me for my injuries, my damages, my losses, my attorney's fees, my expenses, my future medical bills, my past medical bills, and all the other non-economic losses. And let me tell you something. Don't ever let insurance companies say, well, you know, you wouldn't have to get this much if you weren't having to pay the lawyer. We don't pay for the lawyer's fees. You know, you're entitled to a lawyer. You're entitled. The insurance company has their lawyers. They have their experts. They have their people that they draw on. They have taught these adjusters. They send them to school. They've paid for the school. They've paid for class. They pay for lawyers to be on staff to be able to call and talk to them. They do that. But yet they look at you and say, you, the injured person, who's this is affecting your life more than in any way, shape, or form it's affecting the insurance company's life. They look at you and say, you shouldn't have a professional and the experience and the knowledge and the education on your side? No, that's not right. And believe me, when an insurance company bills you, when you get that premium bill for your car insurance, and that premium bill has an X number of dollars on it, there's a portion of that built in to pay for attorneys. It's there. Insurance companies know what they're doing, and they have their people who put together the numbers and figure out how much they should charge you to include not only to cover for your injuries, your damages, your losses, but also to pay for your attorneys and your expenses. So you look at them and you want your lawyer looking at them saying, you've got to pay me an amount that's a proper and fair amount for my client to net after paying the attorneys.
And that's what part of an injury claim looks like. That's how what an injury lawsuit looks like. Then they say, we're not going to pay you any more than your medical bills, or we're going to pay you less. So what's your choice? Your choice is to file a lawsuit. Then they call you greedy. Then they call your attorneys greedy. And so it's kind of set up that way, and they're the ones that caused it to begin with. They don't want to pay. They didn't offer any settlements. You want to try to settle your case. You want to try to avoid court. You want to try to avoid litigation. It's a longer type process, but many times you can't. Many times the litigation does then later enforce a proper settlement. Just because you file litigation doesn't mean you actually go to trial. You have to be ready to go to trial. You have to be ready and willing. And if you are, then the settlement, fair settlement evaluation might come. That's part of an injury claim. But the future damages are very important. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our books are there. They're all free. You can download any copy free. Or you can call our law firm at 303-795-5900, and we'll send you a hard copy. So Brad is right. You got to find the insurance. You got to know what the insurance is about. You got to know what your future looks like. And so when you find all of this out, and then finally they give you the policy limits from the outfall party, and you say, wow, wait a minute. I got to have back surgery in the future that's going to cost over $100,000. This person only had $25,000 of insurance. What do you do? And so therefore you go look at your own UIM coverage on your own car insurance policy, which we've preached and preached about, and you buy before the accident happens the highest UIM limits you can get. But Brad, let's talk about the fact. Now, you tried to settle a case. You've tried several times. You sent in the medical records. You showed the injuries. You were able to prove specifically the orthopedic injuries or the neurological injuries or the concussion injuries, the brain injuries, the TBI, and they still won't pay. And so where does that leave you?
Well, at that point, if they won't give you a fair compensation, you're left with having to file a lawsuit. And you've got to be able to file the lawsuit and proceed to recover through the courts. That's the way we ultimately resolve disputes in this country. It's a fair process. It's a process that's set up to have you follow through with the process. It encourages you to use the process. There's no other processes out there except for maybe hurting people. And we certainly don't agree to that. So we're talking about use the process. And don't be thinking, well, they're going to say I'm greedy, or it's embarrassing that I'm in a lawsuit, or it's embarrassing that I have to go to court. You can't have that attitude. Our courts were set up in the foundation of our country, and they were set up for the purposes of allowing people to go to court to determine what's fair and what's not fair, and how matters should be resolved. So if the insurance company doesn't want to give you what you perceive to be a fair deal, then your next step is to go to court. And hopefully you have a lawyer that you started with that is also a lawyer that will take you to court. There are some law firms out there that if they don't get the settlement, they try and pass the case off. Or if it's too hard, they'll pass the case off. You want lawyers who are willing to go to court and are willing to stand up for your rights and are willing to say what a fair recovery is. Ultimately, a jury is going to make that decision, because your lawyer is going to get a jury and your lawyer is going to present your case to the jury. And that's a lawyer who hopefully is experienced and knows what they're doing with regard to that. Or if they aren't, if it's the first time around, you hope they've got people in their law firm who've been around, who've done it for years, who can help them and go to court for them if they need it and be there at their side.
Right. And so that's the anatomy of an injury claim. And we covered a lot of ground today, but it starts with the accident. It starts with your medical records, your medical treatment. But it doesn't end there. What's your diagnosis? What's your prognosis? What does the future hold for you, right? And that's part of your claim. And you have to reduce that down to present value, your damages. If you have economic losses, you reduce it down to present value. Because if you're going to have economic losses over your lifetime and your life expectancy is 31 years, then you need to reduce it to present value. What is it worth right now today in court today? But you can't forget about the future. And usually the insurance companies never want to pay for the future. They fight that concept. And so now you're forced into a lawsuit. Now you've got attorneys. Are you willing to do it? I guarantee you the insurance company and their lawyers look and try to figure out, are you willing to go to trial? They don't ask you. They can't ask you. They just look at you. They measure you. Is this person willing to go to trial? Are they committed to their own case? Are their lawyers willing to go to trial? Do we know who their attorneys are? Have they been to trial before? Yes. 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 Do you need experienced lawyers? Yes. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. Brad, let's just make a quick comment here before the show ends on you try to settle a case. They don't settle a case. You file a lawsuit. And so then you're going to go through the property discovery techniques and you're going to discover all about the defendant's case.
Yeah, you're going to determine the case. You're going to learn what their position is, what they're standing on. They're going to have their hired gun doctors who make millions of dollars or very close to that in standing up for the insurance companies and saying you're not hurt. You're going to have these doctors you're going to have to deal with. A lot of times I think it's almost completely dishonest, but they're certainly going to shade it in the insurance company's way because they make the money. That's where their bread is buttered. And they're going to go through that. You're going to go through your doctors, the ones who are giving you care, and you're going to deal with the doctors who can present your case. You're going to go hopefully to mediation, and maybe in mediation you can get the case resolved before it goes to trial. And in mediation, if you can get the case resolved, fine. If not, you're going to go to trial. And while you're in trial, you're going to let a jury decide how much is fair and appropriate for you to recover.
You try to settle a case, but if you go to mediation, then the bottom line question is, what does your case look like? The insurance company says the same thing. What does your case look like? All the components we've been talking about today. If you go to a mediator, they're going to think or say or ask the same thing. What does your case look like? Right? What are your medical bills? What are your injuries? What does your future hold? What does it look like? Are you ready? Can you prove this point? Can you prove that point? Can you prove your case? Bell and Pollock. I'm Gary Bell along with Brad Pollock. We've helped injured victims over 30 years put their lives back together again. We can help you. 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Or go to our website. You know what it is by now. championsofthepeople.com. Information loaded website. All for you because we are your champions of the people. See you next week.